Thank you for listening to Enable this week. Have you decorated for Halloween yet? Got your pumpkins ready? Picked out your costume? In case you or someone you know might be considering contact lenses to change the appearance of your eyes, please listen carefully about decorative or costume contact lenses. The first article is from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. The website is www.aao.org. They ask the question, are costume contact lenses safe? This article was written by Dan Gudgel and reviewed by Dr. Thomas Steineman. It was published on September 3rd of 2020, this year. The article starts, this year, many Halloween parties are heading online due to guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to stay home during the COVID-19 pandemic. So you might be more tempted than usual to try out colored contact lenses. But beware, costume contact lenses can blind you if not used correctly. And many costume contact lenses are sold without a doctor's prescription, which is illegal in the United States. Here's a quote. Consumers need to know that permanent eye damage can occur from using non-prescription lenses, says Dr. Thomas Steineman, a practicing ophthalmologist at Metro Health Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio. He continues by saying, personally, I have seen far too many serious cases in both children and adults from using decorative lenses. What are costume contact lenses? Well, costume contact lenses are also known as cosmetic or decorative contact lenses, are contact lenses that change how your eyes look. These contact lenses can make your eyes look different in many ways, from changing the eye's color or pupil shape to giving cartoon or film character effects. They can be made with or without visual correction. Are colored contacts safe? Costume contacts can be worn safely if you see a doctor first and follow their advice. Remember that contact lenses are medical devices that require a commitment to proper wear and care by the wearer. If not used correctly, all contact lenses can increase your chance of an eye infection. The best way to ensure safety when using contact lenses is to see an eye care professional first. An ophthalmologist can measure your eyes for properly fit contacts, assess whether or not you are a good candidate for contacts, and offer safety tips. After you've been to an ophthalmologist and have received a prescription, be sure to only buy costume contacts from retailers who require a prescription to purchase the lenses and who only sell FDA-approved contact lenses. The next question they ask is, how can Halloween contacts be dangerous? Packaging that claims one size fits all or no need to see an eye doctor is wrong. Non-prescription costume contacts can cut, scratch, and infect your eye if they don't fit exactly right. They should be customized and tailored to each individual. Missized lenses can cause corneal abrasions, corneal ulcers, and potentially blinding, painful bacterial infections such as keratitis. Costume or theatrical contact lenses also might let less oxygen through to the eye because the paints and pigments used to add color make the lenses thicker and less breathable. Treating these injuries can require eye surgery, like a corneal transplant, and treatment doesn't always work. People have been blinded by costume contact lenses. The next question, how many eye injuries are caused by costume contact lenses? There are no comprehensive studies of how many injuries costume contact lenses can cause. However, we hear anecdotally from ophthalmologists that they see contact-related injuries each year, despite the FDA regulations. A 2018 study found that over 85% of people wearing contacts had at least one behavior putting them at risk for a serious contact lens-related eye infection. The next question, why are stores and online retailers selling colored contact lenses without a prescription if it's not safe? These retailers are breaking the law. In the United States, it has been illegal to sell contact lenses without a prescription since 2005. Federal law classifies all contact lenses as medical devices and restricts their distribution to licensed eye care professionals. Illegal sale of contact lenses can result in civil penalties of up to $16,000 per violation. If you see contact lenses being sold by retailers not requiring a prescription, you can report that retailer to the FDA. Illegally sold circle lenses bypass several crucial safeguards, such as a lens fitting and instructions about wear and care that are specific to you, your eyes, and the contacts you are prescribed. Dr. Steineman also warns that counterfeit lenses are common if you're buying through an illegal outlet. Some illegal lenses have been found to be repackaged and can be contaminated with chemicals or germs when you receive them. If you're buying lenses that haven't been FDA approved, or you're buying through a dealer who isn't regulated by the FDA, you cannot be sure what you are receiving. The lenses you get may not be what you ordered. They may not be clean or correctly packaged, and they may not be the right size or shape for your eye to begin with. The risks aren't worth it. I'll take a moment here to add a note. In Canada, since July of 2016, decorative contact lenses, as they're called, are regulated as Class 2 medical devices. The next article is titled, Contacts May Contain Chemicals Harmful to the Eyes. This was written by Shirley Dang. Results of a study on over-the-counter contacts are concerning. Sure, zombie eyes might be the crowning touch on your Halloween costume, but if you're thinking of getting decorative contact lenses online, you might want to think twice. In fact, be afraid. Be very afraid. The American Academy of Ophthalmology has issued a warning to costume shoppers about over-the-counter costume contact lenses after a new study found that several varieties tested positive for chlorine and other harmful chemicals. Researchers from Japan, where decorative contact lenses are hugely popular, published a paper in September that found chlorine in three types of non-prescription colored contact lenses. One pair even seeped chlorine after being rinsed, prompting concern from the researchers about toxicity to the eye. Iron was also found on four pair of lenses. Researchers say the chemicals may come from colorants that are used to tint and create playful patterns on the lenses. Their study also noted that colorants printed or pressed onto some decorative lenses create an uneven texture that could scratch the front of the eyes, potentially increasing the risk of infections that could cause blindness. Four of the five lenses in the study are not available legally in the United States because they are not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. However, many decorative lenses of unknown origin can be bought online, at beauty parlors, or even at your local gas station. These lenses can harm the eyes by causing corneal ulcers or keratitis. Both can result in scarring that impairs vision or causes blindness. For this reason, experts at the Academy advise against wearing decorative lenses without a prescription. This part of the program ends with a quote, "You can't be sure what you're getting when you buy over-the-counter contact lenses, which can be very dangerous to your eyes," said ophthalmologist Thomas Steineman, who's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology. He continued, "If you want decorative contact lenses, get a prescription or steer clear of them. It's not worth the risk to your vision." The next article is how to use cosmetics safely around your eyes. This was written by Dan Gudgel, also came from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. It was reviewed by Dr. Rebecca Taylor and edited by Vered Hanchuk. Note, this article was written mostly for the holidays that are coming later in this year, but the information certainly applies to Halloween makeup as well. The article starts now, headed to a holiday party. In the season of sparkly eyeshadow and faux lashes, fake lashes, remember these tips for safely applying makeup and cosmetics around the eyes. I make up safety tips, and there are about 12 or 13 of them. Follow these basic steps to protect your eyes while using eye makeup. If you have questions about your cosmetics routine, or if you have an eye condition that may require special care, ask your doctor. The number one tip, only use cosmetics that are designed for use around the eyes. Avoid products that contain untested or harsh chemicals. Number two, throw away eye makeup after 3 months and get new products. Infection-causing bacteria grow easily in the creamy or liquid eye makeup. Number three, if you develop an eye infection like pink eye, immediately toss all of your eye makeup and don't use eye makeup at all until the infection is gone. Number four, never share eye makeup, even with family or close friends. Number five, when sampling makeup in stores, use only fresh applicators and samples that have not been contaminated by multiple users. The safest choice is to avoid store samples altogether. The sixth safety tip, introduce only one new eye makeup or care product at a time, especially if you tend to have allergic reactions easily. Don't add another new product until you know you're not reacting to the first one. Number seven, if you notice an allergic reaction to makeup, find out what the ingredients are so you can watch out for them in other products, and also let your doctor know. Your doctor may know about products that are prone to causing reactions and about gentler alternatives. Number eight, before applying makeup, be sure your face and eyelids are very clean. Number nine, always apply makeup outside the lash line, away from the eye, to avoid blocking the oil glands of the upper or lower eyelid. These glands secrete oil that protects the eye's surface. Number 10, never apply makeup while in a moving vehicle. Number 11, if your lashes are clumped together by mascara or another product, do not use anything sharp to separate the lashes. You can easily poke or scratch your eye that way. Number 12, remove all eye makeup at night before sleeping, especially mascara that can stick to the lashes. If not removed properly, eye makeup can cause irritation. In one example, a 50-year-old woman who slept with mascara on for more than 25 years developed uncomfortable black lumps beneath her eyelids, which led to follicular conjunctivitis. And the last one, if you've recently had eye surgery, do not wear eye makeup around the eye until your ophthalmologist tells you it's safe to do so. When you do start wearing makeup again, get fresh, new makeup to avoid any possible infections. Now, also some tips about using cosmetics near the eye. Avoid glitter eye makeup. Be careful with metallic, glitter, sparkle powder, or any other makeup like that. Flakes can fall into the eye, get into the tear film, and irritate your eyes. Glitter eye makeup is a common cause of corneal irritation or infection, especially for people who wear contact lenses. Larger glitter or inclusions in makeup can scratch the eye, much like getting sand or dirt in your eye. Applying faux eyelashes, fake eyelashes. Eyelash extensions can be done safely if applied by a professional. Most eyelash extensions are placed using tweezers and a specially formulated semi-permanent glue. There are also magnetic eyelashes, which are applied with an eyeliner that has tiny magnetic particles in it. Both the magnetic and the glued eyelashes can irritate the sensitive skin around the eyes or dip into the eye and scratch the cornea if not applied well. To reduce the likelihood of these possible complications, wear false lashes for special occasions only and make sure to have a professional do it. If you experience any discomfort, see an ophthalmologist right away. And then you ask, what about Latisse? Well, I had to ask, what is Latisse? It's spelled L-A-T-I-S-S-E with a capital L. Latisse is a prescription eyelash enhancer. It's applied to the lash line to promote the growth of longer, thicker eyelashes. There are some possible side effects to watch out for, which is why it's only available by prescription. You may have seen non-prescription beauty products for eyelash growth being sold in stores, but Latisse is the only lash growth product currently FDA approved. Since these other products have not been FDA tested, both the safety and ability to promote eyelash growth has not yet been officially proven. The best way to ensure safe use of eyelash growth products is to consult with an ophthalmologist before using. Next, we come to the section how to remove makeup from around the eyes. Vaseline is a very effective makeup remover. It's lubricating, soothing to the skin, and helps makeup slide off without unnecessary tugging and pulling. Baby shampoo is an inexpensive and ophthalmologist-recommended product for washing eyelids and the area around the eyes. These tear-free soaps are often recommended to people prone to styes, chalazia, and blepharitis for washing their eyes. Number three, whatever eye makeup remover you use, avoid getting it into your eyes. Number four, thoroughly rinse off any remover from your eyelids. Next, brush a clean cotton swab along the base of your eyelashes to remove all makeup remnants. Number six, be especially careful with exfoliating scrubs. Don't use them around your eyes. Cleansers with scrubbing beads or gritty additions can scratch and irritate your eyes. Be gentle with your eyelashes and the delicate areas around your eyes. Eyelashes are important for keeping dust and dirt out of your eyes. They also keep your eyes from drying out by blocking air movement over your tear film. Well, next we'll go back to the topic of the day, costume contacts. I have some examples of people who used them and didn't have very good results. The first one is titled How Costume Contacts Blinded Julian in One Eye. It was written by Shirley Dang. Non-prescription contact lenses can be dangerous. Gray, green, blue eyes. Julian Hamlin switched up his look day to day when he was in high school with $20 colored contact lenses that he bought at a gas station, no prescription required. As a 17-year-old, he just wanted to stand out. Today, he still does, but not for the same reasons. The South Carolina native has to wear an eye patch or sunglasses constantly because he is still recovering from the 10 surgeries he needed to treat the infections and injuries those non-prescription contact lenses caused. Julian Hamlin wanted costume contact lenses to change his eye color, but they ended up changing his life by taking away vision in one eye. He is legally blind in his left eye. While his eye color has changed, it is because of multiple surgeries. His right eye is still brown. The damaged one is blue. He says it gets difficult at times. It has definitely changed my life forever. He has suffered multiple eye infections, a cataract, and secondary glaucoma, all of which required surgery. To control the high pressure in his eye from glaucoma, doctors implanted a stent. The doctor said it seriously impacted his life. This is going on 3 years now, corneal and glaucoma surgery, said Hamlin's ophthalmologist, Dr. David O'Day of the Charleston Cornea and Refractive Surgery Practice. He continues and says if pressure gets really high in the eye, it sort of destroys the optic nerve, and you can't get that back again. Dr. O'Day said it's a travesty that these non-prescription contact lenses remain for sale around the nation, despite the FDA ban on sales of these lenses from non-licensed vendors such as beauty parlors, gas stations, or flea markets. Dr. O'Day said these come in cases that are non-sterile with no instructions. There's no way anybody should ever be wearing these things. Meanwhile, Julian Hamlin is working to move on, but regular doctor's visits make it hard for him to keep a job. Reading for school has become difficult because the letters run together if the type is small. To those who think they need to change their eye color with over-the-counter decorative contact lenses, whether it's for a costume or for everyday life, Hamlin sends his own warning. It's not even worth it. Be who you are. There is no need to try to change who you are, Julian Hamlin said. I did that, and I am still suffering. The next example we have is titled Halloween Hazard, Never Buy Decorative Contact Lenses Without a Prescription. This is written by Dan Gudgel, reviewed by Dr. Thomas Steineman. Just 10 hours after she put in a pair of colored contact lenses that she had bought at a souvenir shop, Laura Butler of Parkersburg, West Virginia, had extreme pain in both eyes, she said, because I had not been properly fitted by an eye care professional. The lenses stuck to my eye like a suction cup. Colored contact lenses are popular year-round for people who want to change the color of their iris. But every year at Halloween, there is a surge of people using colored contact lenses to enhance their costumes. However, few people know the risks associated with these lenses. Here's a quote. Most people believe that decorative lenses do not require the same level of care or consideration as a standard contact lens because they can be purchased over the counter or on the internet, says Dr. Thomas Steineman, professor of ophthalmology at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. He continues and says this is far from the truth. It is illegal to sell contact lenses without a prescription in the United States. All contact lenses are medical devices that require a prescription and proper fitting by an eye care professional. The doctor says many of the lenses found online or in beauty salons, novelty shops, or in those pop-up Halloween stores are not FDA approved and are being sold illegally, Dr. Steineman said. Retailers that sell contacts without a prescription are breaking the law and could be fined for each violation. Never buy colored contact lenses from a retailer who doesn't ask for a prescription. Even if you have perfect vision, you need to get an eye exam and a prescription from an eye care professional before you wear any kind of contact lens. In Butler's case, the lenses caused an infection and left her with a corneal abrasion. Here's a quote. I was in severe pain and on medication for 4 weeks and could not see well enough to drive for 8 weeks, she said. I now live with a corneal scar, vision damage, and a drooping eyelid. To safely wear costume contact lenses for Halloween or any time of the year, follow these guidelines. Number one, get an eye exam from a licensed eye care professional, such as an ophthalmologist, who is an eye medical doctor, who will measure each eye and talk to you about proper contact lens care. Number two, obtain a valid prescription that includes the brand name, lens measurement, and expiration date. Number three, purchase the colored contact lenses from a retailer who asks for a prescription. Number four, follow the contact lens care directions for cleaning, disinfecting, and wearing the lenses. And number five, these are guidelines if you're going to wear costume contact lenses. Number five, never share contact lenses with another person. And the sixth point, get follow-up exams as directed with your eye care provider. And to finish this thought, if you notice redness, swelling, excessive discharge, pain, or discomfort after wearing contact lenses, remove the lenses and seek immediate medical attention from an ophthalmologist. Eye infections can become serious very quickly, and sometimes the damage is not reversible. And the final example I have for you today, when costume contacts become a real-life nightmare. This one was written by Anna Schmidt. Decorative and cosmetic contact lenses are popular ways to change eye color or add the finishing touch to a Halloween costume with vampire eyes, lizard eyes, or other crazy or colorful lenses. But if you don't have a prescription for these contacts, regardless of whether or not they correct your vision, you could be risking your eyesight. Unfortunately, Robin Rouse learned this the hard way. When Robin was 14, many of her friends were changing their eye color by using cosmetic contact lenses. One afternoon, Robin bought a pair of green contact lenses at the local corner store. She was excited to change her brown eyes to the new shade. She tried them out that night, even though she didn't regularly wear contacts and had not gotten a prescription for these. After having the contacts in for only a short time, she took them out and went to bed. The next morning, she woke up to strange fluid leaking out of her left eye, but thought nothing of it as she headed out the door to school. Throughout the day, the condition of her eye grew worse until she finally left school and went home. Here's a quote. I had to keep a tissue under my eye because there was so much fluid coming out of it, Robin explained. She continues, "Then my vision became increasingly sensitive to light, and I realized I needed to leave school." Feeling feverish, Robin lay down for a nap until her mother returned home from work and realized something was seriously wrong with her daughter's eye. The eye had swollen shut and was continuing to ooze a thick white discharge. Robin's mother took her to the emergency room that evening, where Robin was admitted to the hospital and remained for over a week. Here's a quote. "It's heartbreaking to see a young person go through something as painful as what Robin experienced," said Dr. Thomas Steineman, Robin's ophthalmologist and clinical spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology. He continued to say, "It's illegal to sell any contacts without prescription, but they are still easily available on many websites and in novelty shops, making many consumers assume that it's safe to purchase and use them without prescriptions. It is so important to understand that there is the possibility for serious, long-term damage to your vision if you don't get a prescription for any type of contact lens, even if you have perfect vision." The contacts caused an infection in Robin's eye, which led to years of treatment from an ophthalmologist, including a corneal transplant 1 year after the original injury. Even 12 years after the incident, Robin continues to have blurry vision in her left eye and must use eye drops on a daily basis to help combat dry eye that was a result of her injury. This part ends with a quote from her. "If I could go back to that day, I would never have bought those contacts," Robin says. "To any other young person thinking of getting decorative contacts, I just want to say, don't do it. It's not worth it. Go to your ophthalmologist, get a prescription, and make sure you are getting contacts from an approved store. Believe me, you don't want to spend a week in the hospital just for one night of dress-up." Well, to end the program today, it's pretty easy to summarize the program, I think. Get a prescription or talk to your eye doctor before you buy any contact lenses. It's that simple. And please share this advice with anyone in your family, especially the younger people you may have contact with. It's just not worth it. So to end the program, I have a quote for you to think about. Robert Brault is a freelance writer who has contributed to magazines and newspapers in the United States for over 40 years. He says, "There is a child in every one of us who is still a trick-or-treater looking for a brightly lit front porch." Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week.